Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, actor Vanessa Rose Parker, and Karen Desai, Artistic Director of International City Theater, as we continue our 20th anniversary year.
Closed captioning provided by Scan Health Plan.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted you are joining us. We have a wonderful show tonight. Our first guest is Vanessa Rose Parker, who's in town as the lead of one of my favorite shows, Barefoot in the Park. Vanessa, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
This is your first appearance on the stage of the Long Beach Playhouse.
This is.
And Barefoot, I remember from the 60s, was a wonderful play and then movie with Jane Fonda. Mm-hmm.
And Robert Redford.
And you play the Jane Fonda role.
I do.
So this is a young married couple. Let's show everyone the card for the show, which is upcoming, opening on January 14th at the Long Beach Playhouse and playing through February 11th. This is a young married couple.
Yes.
That live in a flat in off Greenwich Village.
Yes. It is literally the sixth day. It's the first day of their marriage after the honeymoon. And she has picked an apartment that is not exactly the best apartment for by everybody else's standards, but she's really excited about it. And it's kind of a funny thing how expectations and ideas of bliss and everything can kind of go to crap quite easily. And it's very funny as it does.
And I remember to this day that scene where the in-laws, I guess her parents, climb up those six flights to see where their blessed daughter is.
Yes.
Now living, schlepping up the six flights, and they finally make it, and there it is.
Yeah, the woman who plays that Rocky, she's hilarious. And she's very tiny, and she wears this large fur coat, and it's very funny to watch her fall over, panting out of breath.
And Robert Redford, as I recall, plays a young lawyer, new with the firm, mm-hmm. and he comes back one day with a big victory.
Yes, he wins 6 cents. But he doesn't get to keep any of it, which is kind of sad for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations on getting the lead there.
Thank
I know
you.
That there are a lot of people who auditioned for those roles, and I look forward to seeing you in it. And it will bring back a lot of happy memories of Robert Redford and Jane Fonda at a younger time. And the title, Barefoot in the Park, comes from what?
Oh, she's upset. She's a very free spirit, and she's upset that her husband refuses to walk barefoot in Washington Square Park with her. But it's like 17 degrees outside because it's the dead of winter. It's actually February in New York, and he won't do it. And that's part of the unraveling.
Well, you have a remarkable bit of theater training and film, television, and dialects, special skills, improv, horseback riding, roller skating.
Western, not English.
Where did you acquire all of this diverse range of
life? No, just kidding. Well, yeah, kind of from life. But I did go to Cal State Fullerton, where I got my BFA. And they have a really wonderful program. It's very diverse. And as far as my special skills, yeah. I just do things. Yeah. Actors do, as they say.
But improv, comedy, mm-hmm. that's, to me, always the hardest of all the performing arts, because you have nothing but your material. There's no song to carry you through, no dance. And if you tank, you're naked.
True. Well, I think that's what's so great about improv skills in general, just because you have to stay in the moment. You have to take what you're given and make it work.
Well, I can see your energy and the fact that you're totally here for this interview. You're not anywhere else. And you seem to be enjoying it.
I am.
And you know what they say in Hollywood, if you can fake sincerity, you can fake that, you got it not. So
in!
But dialects fascinate me. Now, you study dialects, and you mentioned on your resume, you can do a Southern dialect.
I can, sir. Is there anything you'd like me to say in particular?
Oh, but I can't say it publicly. Okay. New York, Long Island.
Long Island, how you doing? It's good to talk to you. It's good to be here. I could use a little bit more coffee if anybody has any.
You're a Valley girl.
That one actually comes a little bit more.
Too close to home.
Because I'm actually from California. I don't know if everybody knows what that's like, but there's a lot of sun here and a lot of beaches. It's good times. I like it.
And then, of course, in Europe, take your pick, Irish, British, or Scottish. Oh, what's your pick?
Oh, my goodness, that's so hard. Those are the hardest ones to do. You have to, really work your tongue into them.
Okay, well, it's amazing to have that diversity. It's all those characters inside of you.
Yes.
You have to be an observer of life, don't you, to be a good actor?
I think so. I think you have to, it's part observer of life and part honesty with yourself.
So every experience you have builds in this memory bank. And
I always say, every day I live, I become a better actor.
So you'll never be the same after doing this show.
No, never. It's a life check. Actually, I do find that's true. Every time I do another character, part of that woman just lives inside of me a little bit. Or maybe I actually find that woman inside of me already, and it's just, she's just
And
there.
It must be a great thrill. I mean, I'm always amazed at, we have guests who are actors, and they're pretty normal, regular human beings with a lot of energy.
That's what you think.
And then you see them on the stage, and they transform themselves. It's magic what you guys do.
Well, there's nothing like being on stage.
There's no business like...
Yeah, being on stage is the most amazing thing.
That's a, the audience, a total high.
The energy of it is so, it's so hard to explain. It's nothing you can get. Even doing film and television, it's not the same. Being on stage is where an actor, I think an actor really lives.
And the show evolves over its several week run, doesn't it?
Completely.
Each night is a little bit different, and the show's the characters
tighten. What I find so frustrating is when you find that perfect eureka moment, shows and it's up. The closing of the show, and it happens all the time.
But for an actor, there's probably no high quite equal to being on stage.
I completely agree. It's the only time where you have control from start to end. I mean, while you can't control your environment or the other actors,
right. You
really get to take the character from the beginning of the story through all of the peaks and valleys to the end.
And you need an audience to do that. Without an audience, it's just a rehearsal.
Yes.
So actors need the audience. We play an important role in what you do. In
so
fact,
true.
You couldn't do what you do without us.
Well, I've tried. It just it doesn't pay as well.
So it occurred to me that maybe the audience should be paid.
I think that's something to bring up with the producer. I'm just an actor. I don't make those decisions.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting you. And again, if you want to see this wonderful show, Barefoot in the Park, playing at the Long Beach Playhouse, January 14th to February 11th. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back with more of our show and the artistic director of ICT, Karen Desai, in just a moment.